Well, greetings, sports fans. It is the 3rd of February, currently about 10:06, early in the evening. But I'm well into my cups, so I'm going to have a seat. As we begin, podcasted episode number 12 in the Liberty Land series. Liberty Land, the gun shop of the future. A pet project of mine I've been narrating, I think for about a month now. Well, I certainly have been working on it longer than a month. I've been working on it for years. And as we approach the 3rd of February and pass it and prepare for the 4th, it appears the project has hit yet another snag. In the world of infinite snags, the Liberty Land Gunshot Project ranks as number one. If you look up Project Snagged in the dictionary, you will find the word Liberty Land Gun Shop and indoor range. However, that doesn't stop us from continuing our speculations. And today, I believe we have some interesting speculations. This kind of popped into my head today. I was thinking in terms of the range and clientele for the range, and how the hell can you attract a sufficiently high-paying clientele to make the venture a rousing, resounding, profitable success? And I thought to myself, you know, Shane, maybe you're being a bit too parochial, a bit too local. You know, consider the worldwide situation in terms of shooting guns as it exists on planet Earth today. I'm living in one of the most gun-friendly states east of the Mississippi, on the greatest nation on the face of the planet. There are many other nations around this world where civilian ownership of firearms is strictly prohibited. You know, the government is pretty fastidious in its insistence that only it be allowed to murder at random, or at will. Only it is allowed to defend itself. Its populations, its citizenry, are unarmed, unable, incapable of enforcing their views or will, or even defending themselves from the depredations of others. That's kind of a unique thing when you think about it. So the thought occurred to me that, hey, what if you hooked up with some international tourist agencies? You know, made it well known in Japan, say, that you can come to Atlanta, Georgia on a 3-4 day junket and shoot bizarre fucking guns that don't exist anywhere else. And the everyday commonplace machine guns and pistols and rifles. It's possible to schedule a slot in an exotic all-night hog hunt during the full moon cycle in selected months in Georgia in order to diminish the predator's voracious appetite for produce grown in this part of the world and sent around the world. Peanuts in particular come to mind. I mean, what kind of client you need? He's going to spend 4 days in country, all right? He came here specifically to do some very specific things. Shoot some guns. Guns that he isn't allowed to even hold in his home country. But he's got money. You know, once again, that'd be kind of an elite business. But if you could establish gun tourism as a revenue stream, you know, it'd be a multi-part operation. I can't see it descending solely and focusing solely on Liberty Land Indoor Range Gun Shop. But that would be like the first stop in your itinerary. You know, you fly into Hartsfield at 2 o'clock. You're coming on the red eye. You're blurry as shit. You're from China. You're from Japan. You're from Indonesia. Well, it'd be nice if you got met at the airport by a chauffeur who was looking for you, got you and your shit in the car, and whisked you off to whatever accommodations your travel agent had made. Hopefully something at least 3.5 stars in the heart of downtown, because there are evening activities that are going to occur at the range on the first night of your stay, say, let's say a Thursday night. Well, Friday you spend all day at the range, you shoot, I don't know, 20 different guns, you know, you bang 2,000 rounds of ammunition, you have a damn good time in an indoor environment, then dinner, then load them on a bus and send them to South Georgia for a hog hunt. You know, that's Friday night, and it's an online event. Well, they're wiped, so you load them back in the limos or the charter bus or whatever you got. You send them back to Atlanta, and you let them rest up and recuperate for, 18 hours. And then they go on another gun-related adventure somewhere else in the state. Nature-related, and then they load them up on a plane and send them back to fucking China. But they're paying $30,000 a head for the privilege. You know, in the meantime, if they kill a hog in South Georgia, they can fucking have that sumbitch air freighted back home. They got money. People with money are much better customers than people with no money. I'll make that observation. So I believe that gun tourism could be an important revenue stream for Liberty Land in many ways, as well as, from the political point of view, expose all these foreign nationals to the concept of libertarianism. You know, I've read on more than one website that, you know, libertarians really want justice today. Not next year, not 10 years from now, not 100 freaking years from now. We're thinking more like tomorrow would be a good time to start being free. And an outreach program, an international outreach program, might spread the seeds of the Libertarian Party across the globe. No reason to confine ourselves to just one nation. You know, once we get our shit sorted out here and actually become a national voice and gather our resources for the tasks at hand, I believe we can have an impact worldwide. Because it really is the only way to go when you consider things. Republicanism, that's a 100-year-old party. Democrats, back to the founding of the country under different names and guises as the Republicans themselves. You know, I think there needs to be a third way. I mean, Andrew Jackson kind of spoke to some of it, you know? A hard-knuckled populism. Hard-knuckled. We're not talking about any weak Nancys here. I'm talking about people that have done what they sought to do. You know, put their names on a piece of paper, signed the line, took the pledge, took the oath, swore to defend this nation against all enemies, foreign or domestic. There are literally tens of millions of us, and we have no voice. None at all. As far as I can divine from what I see in the media that I can access. You know, the ones from the internet, the mainstream media that reaches me through my television and my radio. And every now and then, when I actually take the time to take a newspaper out of its plastic wrapper before I throw it in the trash. I mean, anything in a print journal, aside from magazine, editorials, things that have a element of timelessness to their nature. You know, why would you read a newspaper to find out what happened today? That's what happened yesterday. You know, today had a whole bunch of new stuff that happened. It's crazy shit. So anyway, gun tourism. Back to Liberty Land, the indoor range and gun shop. Gun tourism as a medium of spreading the libertarian word across the globe. All right. I mean, it's the planet I live on. Theoretically, with this podcast, I can reach anywhere on the planet that cares to download it or cares to have it sent as a download. You know, you guys really need to step it up. Something like 3,000 of you fucking people have downloaded my stuff. You know? Do something with it, you know? Observe it. Orient yourself to what you observe. Decide what the hell you're going to do, and do it. And it can be as simple as hit a forward button on an email. That easy. One click. Change the world. All right. We've moved in about 9 minutes of podcast, so we got to take up another idea for Liberty Land, which I wanted to discuss tonight, and that was range props. I mean, indoor range environments, you know, due to their nature and custom and use, are very sterile environments. And I don't mean sterile in terms of clean. I mean sterile in terms of boring, you know, not changing. You go to one indoor range one time, and it will be exactly the same when you come back, you know, for the 100th trip. You'll stand in a tight little booth, and you'll shoot at a... Oh, okay, you got some variety in pieces of paper you can shoot at. You might have 6, 7, 8 target selections to pick from. Maybe you brought your own. Still, it's kind of a weak sister kind of deal. You know, it's a boring range. Liberty Land, I would like to have thematic pods, because we'll be utilizing a pod concept, and that's a insulated, armored-up shipping container. You know, it's a basic 54-foot pod. All right. Now, 54 feet, not a hell of a lot of throw. Not enough to qualify you for post-training. So, but then again, am I worried about qualifying people for post-training? The only people that would train in my facility that would be armed security guards. And armed security guards, you know, they need training. They do need training. But I'm not certain that Liberty Land is up to offering it to them at, you know, the level we would want to do it. Probably couldn't afford it. But anyway, thematic pods. You know, you can step into the jungle room. You can step into the dino room. You can step into the Wild West. You can step into, I don't know, Flanders Fields. I mean, if we took some time and some effort to coordinate our pod selection with, oh, I don't know, shit, the top 10 selling first-person shooters on Xbox 360, for example. And then you would have, like, the, I don't know, you just take the names of the games and you call it The Room, you know, and the graphics and decoration in it are similar to what you would see in that game. You know, now most of them are pretty fucking similar. You know, it's hallways and stairs. Rubble or no rubble. You know, giant robots or possibly zombies, something along those lines. But thematically, you know, to recreate the environment in a shooting booth shouldn't be that tough, especially if you don't have to change the environment every time a new shooter goes into a said booth. You know, you've got the Jamaican booth, you've got the Doom booth, you know, you got the Call of Duty booth, things of that nature. You know, so specializing in that regard might be beneficial. And, you know, another thing that I've always thought but haven't discussed so far in the podcast is that there needs to be some sort of attempt to unify the world of the first-person shooter video game, the Xbox 360, Brothers in Arms, for example, and then a real-world experience where you can play the game, you know, in a game salon environment, and then go through a door, and you're in a real range. And you can actually rent an M1 Grand or a Thompson submachine gun or a Mauser 98 and go in a range and shoot some targets. Targets that interact and move, you know, for record. Yeah, an expensive proposition to be able to do all that. You need multiple thousands of square feet of space and a budget that would approach bailout proportions. But man, would you have something when you got done? You would have something when you got done. You'd have the hub, the recruiting tool, the place to be seen, the place to talk. You know, I really do want a cigar room. I don't see any reason why we should not offer cigars to our clientele. And in an appropriate environment, you know, the total ethos of the cigar lounge needs to be cigar lounge, baby. No fucking corners cut here. Leather, walnut, nice. Now, that will lead to some other speculation on other things that Liberty Land might be capable of as a community center. You know, sort of like a mosque. Mosque, if you will. A mosque for the firearm community. Yeah, commercial operations ongoing, all under the name of God. Jesus, should be able to get a tax-exempt status. If Muslims can do it, why can't we? Ah, there's a topic for another podcast. Another Liberty Land podcast. Well, with that, we're at 1327, the magic number. And I will bid you good night, and thank you for your attention.